The Lake Superior State University men's basketball team returned to campus Wednesday evening by police and fire escort. They arrived at the Norris Center around 6 p.m. after the long trip back from Indianapolis, where they lost a heartbreaker of a game to Ferris State University 86-81 in a Sweet 16 playoff game. Inside the Bud Cooper Gymnasium, dozens of fans applauded the team members as they walked in. Coach Steve Hettinga and Xander Okerlund took to the microphone to express their appreciation for everyone's support during the regular season and postseason. "It's special. I was blown away with the police and fire escort leading us in. I knew we would have a little welcome back party, but I did not expect this. To see everyone who came out and supported our program, it means a lot. It means we are going it the right way," said Hettinga with a hoarse voice resulting from the basketball game. Okerlund, the only senior on the team, is disappointed in the loss to Ferris but takes pride in knowing that the campus and community was there for them. "We came back not how we wanted to come back with a trophy. Regardless of that, we had a stand full of fans. Very supportive no matter what. It means a lot and they're definitely a part of the banner going up," Okerlund said. Next year will be Hettinga's 18th season as head coach of the Lakers, and he is very excited about next season. "Winning the national title is always the goal. We got as far as we ever got this year, so I do not want to put any expectations on the team already. We want to enjoy where we are at. We want to build off this season for sure. Xander is going to be a key loss, but we have the other four starters back and all the others back as well and hope to build off this season," Hettinga said. The Lakers ended the season with a record of 23-9.